visit ChooseNissan.com. Test drive at your local Nissan dealer today. This week's open house interview is presented by Weikert. Invite us in. We'll bring results.
Right now, we're joined on set by the electrifying Joe McKnight, who took back his second kickoff for a touchdown in your career Monday night, 100 yards. Yes. Take me through the play. I know you talked about it 1,000 times, man, but take us through the play.
Man, I'm going to just start from the beginning. When we came in at halftime, you know, I kept telling everybody, you know, if they kick it to me, one of these, I'm going to take it to the house. I just kept telling everybody, just letting everybody know, you know, just get ready for me to score this touchdown. So they kicked it, and Conrad and McIntyre made a good double team. And then Nick Ballore and Blau Powell made their double team. And I wasn't expecting the kicker to come up in the hole, but I was like, all right, just make the kicker miss so I can have – so Westhoff won't say nothing to me. Just go ahead and score the touchdown so Westhoff won't say nothing. Got past the kicker. I had one man to beat. You know, I just had to kick it in another gear and just try to get to the end zone.
We're taking some live questions right now with the versatile Joe McKnight. Jonas writes in, Joe, and asks, what goes through your mind when you realize that your return is going to pay dirt? It's going for six.
Well, what do I realize?
What's going through your mind?
What's going through my mind?
When you see nothing but 50 yards in the end zone.
Oh, a lot of things, you know. What I do is, like, I like to look at the Jumbotron and see if there's anybody behind me. But after I see nobody else behind me, I just wanted to get in the end zone so I could just have some fun with the guys. The guys, they work so hard during the week, you know, just getting me into open space and getting me to the end zone. You know, I just only want to celebrate with them.
Jack writes in, Joe, and asks, do you see yourself being more involved at wide receiver? Because one thing Coach Sperano did last week is lined you up in the backfield and then
motion you out. That's some of the things I can see myself doing, more in the roles I can have. You know, it's just one of the things I just have to work on every day during the week, you know, just so when it comes to the game, it's nothing new to me. I just go out there and just play football.
What's this year been like for you individually? Has it been a little bit crazy because you start out as running back, then you use a little bit as D-back, then there's injuries and signings, and then you're back at running back? Has it been a little bit?
It's been frustrating, you know, when Coach moved me to DB. I wasn't mad that I got moved to DB. I was just disappointed that I thought I wasn't good enough to play running back. That was one of the reasons why he moved me to DB. But once he talked to me and explained to me what's the reason why I was moved, then I was like, okay, I understand what's the reason why. Because Revis got hurt. They needed some depth at DB. That's why I moved over there for that week. So after that week, I moved back, and then Tone got hurt. So, you know, it's just some things I just got to just learn on the run, you know, just got to pick it up. You know, I got good players that help me, like with Blau and Sean and Curly. They help me with the wide receiver routes, you know, just making sure I stay on top of it.
Well, it's actually a hell of a compliment when you think about it because they use you everywhere. They say, hey, this guy can play running back, he can play receiver, he can play defensive back, he's a kick returner. You can do it all.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things I've been doing since I was young. You know, back in high school, my high school coach has always made me, you know, play all over the field. You know, I play wide receiver, play DB, safety. I did all the sports. I ran track, played baseball, I did everything. That's what my coach wanted me to do, is just always be in sports. And, you know, I always wanted to play both sides of the ball in the NFL. I know it's hard to play both sides of the ball in the NFL, but I'm not gonna try to accomplish that. You know, I always wanted to be like Deion Sanders. You know, but one day, eventually, I can, you know, do that.
Jordan wants to know, how are you guys gonna establish the run game this week against the Indianapolis Colts, who come in? I know you respect your opponent, but that's the 25th ranked rushing defense in the NFL. And on paper, me and Jordan are thinking the same things. I think you guys should be able to establish a little ground attack this week.
Yeah, we should. This should be for this week. The running game should be a coming out party for us. You know, we've been working and emphasizing for the last 2 weeks on pushing a pile, pushing a double team, getting extra yards, explosive plays. And I think this week, you know, Sean and Blau and I, we'll have some more explosive plays and, you know, get this running game going.
Visit ChooseNissan.com. Test drive at your local Nissan dealer today.